Hey, what's up now?
Brother, what's up?
This is a groovy party, man.
Yeah, brother, dig it. Stop right on.
All right. Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. How you doing, Sam?
I can almost taste the weekend, Earl. It's almost here.
It's only Thursday.
I know, but...
Just you're supposed
holding
to say
on to
that
hope.
On Friday.
Well, I'll say it again.
Let me ask you. Did I hear you right? Did you say Ron Johnson has a negative 9%?
Yes, sir. But you know, I loved your reaction more than anything. It's just, yeah, negative 9%.
Negative 9%. You know, they talk about Joe Biden's, and I think he's somewhere around in the 30s,
right?
Or somewhere around there. But negative 9%. Now, I wonder if that includes Republicans. It can't include Republicans. It must be a Democratic poll.
I think it's a Democratic poll,
right.
But
even if that's the case, negative 9%.
Not the best.
You know what? And so when you imagine being Ron Johnson and he comes into the office and he's already running from camera people and everybody else. I mean, he is in bad shape politically because he's been exposed. And he walks in, he says, "Hey, guys, what's going on? Hey, boss, your approval rating in this poll is negative 9%. Negative 9%.
There goes the whole day,
yeah,
I think.
I mean, come on. You know, I mean, that is, that makes me feel really good because I followed Ron Johnson since he first got involved in politics. And I remember, this is how long I've been listening to conservative talk radio. I remember when nobody even knew who he was. And conservatives were looking for somebody who could fund his own campaign and somebody who would be, you know, a person who would, you know, just follow conservative dynamics of things. And they brought up this guy named Ron Johnson. Nobody knew who he was. Mark Billing, who was the number one Republican and talk show host in the state of Wisconsin. Jay Weber and others, that conservative machine over WISN. And then on TMJ, it was Charlie Sykes before he supposedly had an epiphany and moved over from being a conservative, who helped build the foolishness that happens in this state under the banner of conservatism. And he was a big supporter of Ron Johnson. But if you look at him now, and the fact that Ron Johnson is in the quagmire that he's in, I mean, he's losing to, in the Charles Franklin straw poll, to Mandela Barnes. He's losing to Sarah Godlewski, you know, as they seek the Senate seat that he owns, presently owns. But negative 9% approval rating has to be a record. I would think, Sam, that only the devil himself could have a worse approval rating.
Hey, now, he's got some loyal followers around here.
No, but only the devil himself could have an approval rating as bad as that.
Yeah.
I'm talking about the devil in the flesh, Donald Trump. That's who I'm talking about. It's so good for me to see that. You guys don't know how that makes me feel because I've been following this foolishness for all of these years. And I remember when they talked about Ron Johnson as if he was the greatest senator that there's ever been in the history of this nation, when in all actuality, he's one of the worst. No question whatsoever about that. But got a lot to talk about today, and I want to begin with this story because you can't beat clowns like CJ and others who constantly call and talk about, you know, 80% of the kids in MPS can't read, right? You hear that foolishness that he constantly spouts and conservatives constantly spout. But I wonder what they'll say about this. MPS students earn more than $100 million in college scholarships, breaking records again. Last year, they garnered over $92 million in scholarships. Wait. Let me see if I got this right. I thought CJ said that the 88% of the students in Milwaukee Public Schools couldn't read. I mean, that's what he constantly says. And I always have to, you know, try to correct him or cut him off. It sometimes is better to just cut him off because he doesn't know clearly what the hell he's saying. He doesn't have any background in anything to support it. But $107 million in scholarships from Milwaukee Public School students. And let me go a little further with that. About 3,500 seniors graduating this month. That an average of about $30,500 per student are going to be receiving those scholarship dollars. As college costs rise and the state's own flagship university has failed to increase black student enrollment, and that's what we talked about a little while earlier, in the state, in the UW-Madison, there's only 2% black enrollment at UW-Madison, yet the 3,500 seniors graduating that are receiving $30,000 or more in scholarships, that just doesn't add up. That only 2% wind up in UW-Madison. But anyway, congratulations to the students and the families of Milwaukee Public Schools who have proven once again that there's, if you listen to what people say on the right side of things, the conservative side of things, you would almost believe that they have some truth, that there's something that they can back up their lies with. But every day I come on and try to make sure that people understand that when you hear them talk, it's nothing more than fool's gold. They've got nothing to back any of the foolishness up that they say. Milwaukee MPS student scholarships winnings have more than quintupled in the last 10 years, with students earning under $20 million in scholarships in 2012, $20 million in 2012 to $107 million today. So that's $87 million in scholarships more in the last 12 years. And yet, if you listen to people on the right who say we need to break up Milwaukee Public Schools because it's a total failure and turn it over to private schools, how do you respond to that $107 million in scholarships, those of you on the right? You know, it's beyond belief that you continue to hear all of this ridiculousness about why we have to break up Milwaukee Public Schools because it's such a failure. As I've always stated from the very onset of me being on any radio program, I know about Milwaukee Public Schools. I graduated from Milwaukee Public Schools, and almost everybody in my family is a graduate of Milwaukee Public Schools. And yes, there are challenges, but many of those challenges are based on the economic insecurity of families who struggle on a daily basis to keep food in the mouth, in the bellies of their children, and keep them warm and a roof over their heads. Don't forget, the city of Milwaukee and people of color is one of the worst places in the entire nation for children to live. Black children, that's factual. You can't dismiss that and then say that that doesn't have some correlation between, you know, what happens with kids and education and all of those children who live in war zones and who have to navigate all of those different things to succeed in education. That's the reality of what drives success and failure in not only Milwaukee Public Schools, but urban centers all over the nation. Got to go to a break. Congratulations and kudos to Milwaukee Public Schools and 3,500 students who received $107 million in what am I looking for?
Scholarships. Yeah, you
right.
Got it.
All right. We'll be back. 844-967-2789. Be right back. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I want to say good morning to Camp Rise and all of those 200 boys and all of the elders who gathered this morning to move us forward with this wonderful, wonderful program that I'm blessed to have been the igniter of. And 200 boys ages 10 to 15 years old who are having the time of their life this summer. So I'm really excited about what we're going to do, what we're doing, and what we're going to do in the future. Let's go to the phone line, Sam. Who do we have on the line?
Bill from Oconomowoc.
Hey, Bill, how you doing, man?
Earl, every time I hear your voice on the radio, I'm having a good day.
Well, likewise.
I love the way you inspire people. I love the way you educate them. But you put the cherry on the sundae today when you brought up Ron Johnson and negative nine. I don't like to see anybody fail. I don't. I really don't. It bothers me. I want everybody to succeed. But when he fails by design because of his stupidity, well, then I guess he deserves an F and a failure. I think, and I want your opinion, I want you just kicking around me with your listeners, Josh Call can charge him with ethics violations. And they could make, we could set the rule for the country. Hey, we aren't going to charge you. We aren't going to ask you to testify. But you sign an affidavit. You resign immediately. And do not use your money or influence ever in politics, or you will be charged with a felony. I think a lot of them would sign it and leave.
What do you think, girl?
Well,
Bill, thank you very much for the call. You know, one of the things is fellow politicians don't like to charge other politicians, regardless of what side of the aisle they're on. And I don't, there are people who are not right on both sides of the aisle, but I don't agree with not charging those people with what they've done, regardless of who they are. You know, you take an oath, you swear to that oath. Nobody asked you or made you run for these offices. You're the people who stepped up and said, this is what I'm going to do. and took the oath of office and said that you're going to do all these different things. If you do something that does not fit along those lines and that legally, based on your swearing and all those different things that go along with you becoming, you know, the person that you are representing, you know, millions and millions of people in a representative government, then you should be made to pay the ultimate price for that. And, you know, unfortunately, that's just not the way things work. But anyway, I wanted to go here, and thank you very much, Bill, as always. You know, I've been beating up the folk down in Texas just about how rotten and no good their politricksters are. But, Sam, did you know that in our state, in the state of Wisconsin, we are even worse? I mean, the conservative movement in the state of Wisconsin, listen to this. Wisconsin's Republican state lawmakers have been declared the second most conservative in the nation by the Conservative Political Action Conference's Center for Legislative Accountability. Listen to that. You've heard those lunatics in Texas, in Florida, and other places. We've heard the lunatics. And the state that we live in, and I knew we were bad. I knew the conservatives and the Republicans were horrible here. But I didn't know they came in number two. State rankings provided Wednesday by CPAC indicate that Wisconsin's legislative Republicans received an average conservative rating of 91.5%, which trails only Florida, where GOP lawmakers voted for the conservative principles a staggering 96% of the time. The gallant work of Wisconsin Republican lawmakers to block the radical agenda of Governor Tony Evers has placed the delegation as the second most conservative in the nation, the conservative conference said in a statement. So they've got their chest poked out. We're the best conservatives that there are. Oh, we came in second. We've got to work harder. We've got to show that we've got to become bigger jackasses than we already are. We've got to aspire to the Texas law. We've got to aspire to follow in the footsteps of those lunatics. We want to be the number one jackasses. We don't want to be the second. So we've got to get a little bit tougher. We've got to wind up working just a little bit harder and not doing the things that we need to do. Wisconsin, right here where we live. And Tom, I see you, man. We're going to catch you after the break. I want to make sure you get an opportunity and the right amount of time. The gallant work of the Republicans to block the radical The radical, what? Tony Evers and radical in the same breath? Come on. Anybody who knows Tony Evers, he's one of the kindest men you'd ever meet.
Have you heard those Tim Michaels ads on the radio and on YouTube and everything, Earl? Have you heard them?
Who?
Tim Michaels for governor.
Who?
They are the craziest commercials I've ever heard in my life.
So
the radical,
I know.
The radical left, I will fight you.
And so, you know what? It's kind of like, what is the Star Wars thing where the Empire will...
Amen.
Yeah.
The Empire strikes back. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it's all of that craziness. And it doesn't surprise me because I've been following these conservative folk for the last 30 years, 40 years in this city and in the state of Wisconsin, so it doesn't surprise me. And don't forget, how many years ago was that? You know, seems like an eternity, but 6 years ago, let's see, four for Trump, the conservatives out of Wisconsin swept into Washington, D.C. Who was it? Rance Priebus, Paul Ryan. Who else? Ron Johnson. And I'm leaving somebody else out. But many of them who came from the state of Wisconsin wound up in Washington, D.C., and the entire nation suffered because of this Wisconsin delegation. Somebody will call me and tell me who the other person was. I'm sure maybe Tom from Madison. I mean, from California will fill me in on that, from L.A. But, I mean, these people here in the state of Wisconsin are worse almost than the ones from Texas. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
From Martha Merrill Books in downtown Waukesha, 231 West Main Street. We've been in business now almost 28 years. We're the book detectives. We can find adult and children's books, even if they're out of print. If we can't find it, it's probably not available. At Martha Merrill's, we specialize in unique gifts. We sell puppets and stuffed animals, but we don't sell watches because we're timeless. We do gift wrapping. When you walk out of the store, you have a present ready. Martha Merrill Books, 231 West Main Street.
Join the WAUK 540 AM and 101 FM The Shaw team when we broadcast live from the Waukesha Farmers Market, beginning Saturday, June 4th and lasting all summer long. Former Waukesha Alderman Don Brown hosts This Week in Waukesha, 8 to 9 AM. Then former U.S. Attorney James Santel launches his new Saturday morning show from 9 to 11. Raised in the Shaw with host Joel Clayfish rounds out the Saturday morning lineup, 11 to noon. Come to the Waukesha Farmers Market for the only radio program broadcasting live from the Shaw.
For the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM, I'm Sam Butson with your headlines. On Wednesday, the Marquette University Law School released new polling ahead of the August 9th primary, which is now less than 2 months away. In the first polling release since he announced his candidacy, construction executive Tim Michaels led the Republican gubernatorial field with 27%, 1 point ahead former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish, who came in with 26% support from likely Republican voters. In the poll, incumbent Governor Tony Evers has approval rating of 48%. In the U.S. Senate race, incumbent Senator Ron Johnson has a net favorability rating of -9%. Current Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes leads the crowded field of Democratic candidates seeking to replace Ron Johnson this fall. Partly cloudy skies expected this morning, giving way to sunny skies this afternoon with light and variable winds and a high of 84 degrees. Clear skies this evening with an overnight low of 61 degrees. You're listening to The Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. Always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Before we go to the phone lines, I was just talking about the fact that our beloved state of Wisconsin is the number two ranked most conservative of all the other states, and only the lunatics in Florida outpace them. And I really thought that the lunatics in Texas were about the worst. But here in our own state, the Republicans outpace, you know, everybody other than those in Florida. According to the Senate's ratings, 15 of Wisconsin's 21 GOP state senators hold conservative ratings of 90% or more. 56 of the Assembly's 58 Republicans received a conservative rating of at least 90%. among Republican Senate President Chris Kapinger, a Republican from Delafield, rated highest in conservative rankings at 95%, while Senator Robert Coles, Republican Green Bay, ranked the lowest at 76%. In the Assembly, Representative Scott Krug of Nacoosa, Warren Petrick of the town of Washington, Shay Storwell of Two Rivers, and Gary Turchin of Bundale rated highest with 96%. Representative Chuck Wichkers of Muskego rated the lowest with 82%. All told, Wisconsin Senate saw the Republicans' average drop 4 percentage points since last year to 89%, while the Assembly climbed by 8 points to 92%, according to the ratings. Tom from L.A., I had to get that out. I had to get that off my chest. You live in L.A. You used to live in this state. We are the second worst when it comes to the conservative foolishness. Does that surprise you, man?
Well, first off, Earl, we the people ultimately are the government. So we get the government that we actually vote for. Second, the Republicans are the pro-death party. These conservatives wear this as a badge of honor. I don't even want to call them conservatives anymore. I want to call them just hate mongers. They're hateful people is what they are. And I want to congratulate you on actually not just talking about, just talking the talk, but actually walking the walk with, doing something about what's going on in the city that you love in Milwaukee. There's so many people out there that just are armchair quarterbacks and sit there and criticize things such as the, reading level and this and that, but they don't do anything about it. They just sit back and say, oh, it's the Democrats' fault. Oh, it's, if this was being run by Republicans, it'd be so much better. Give me a break. I mean, it's just absolutely ridiculous. It's very sad. It's sad that the American people, the people of Wisconsin, can't just look at issue after issue. I really have a feeling that if you had a quiz, kind of like on, there's a website called selectacandidatequiz.com, that if you just went down the line and just voted on policy issues, that a lot of these Republicans voters would find that they actually line up more with progressive ideas. And they would actually, anyone that's a so-called, Christian, would actually line up more with progressive values. But for some reason, they've been so brainwashed on the other side, they can't think for themselves. All they do is the same talking points over and over again. So when they get into a conversation, they don't know what the hell to do. It's really quite sad because they're leaving a world. I guess they're not leaving. So the conservatives aren't leaving a world for the hate mongers aren't leaving a world for their children or grandchildren in terms of the people in power. That they'll, not be able to survive because they're taking all the big money and they're living behind gated communities. But I just feel like, Bill was talking about before, like if we could just say, hey, we'll let you go, if you admit what you did. And I just think that ever since, maybe even before, because the original sin of slavery in this country, but if you just go back to George War Criminal Bush, we have so many wounds and so many things that have not been fixed by the justice. And if there is no justice, there is no peace. There is no good. I feel like the whole country is going through a nervous breakdown, honestly.
Well, so Tom, you are absolutely correct when you point that out. I was talking about this on the other day, and people can still act like it's not happening, and they can act like, well, it's the great United States and it's still the greatest nation on earth and we'll get past this. But you don't get past these kinds of things when you have a 96% approval rating for the so-called Republicans or conservatives. And that all their focus is to see that we can be more conservative than the next person. They're not looking at any of the issues that will impact and affect and change the lives of people or project this nation into a brighter future. None of that ever comes into play. It's whether or not I can be more conservative and come up with something more asinine than the person who's next to me. Have you ever heard some of the things that these people propose, Tom? And I'm sure you have on a local and a national levels, these conservatives.
I mean, it's just, yeah, it's
out of the twilight zone.
Why the people, I just want to understand why the people are taking this. I mean, like I said, we have, you know, a media that loves food fights. They're there whenever, every time the, you know, Tea Partiers were doing their little thing, if there were five people that showed up, but you get 500,000 people, a million people showing up at the Capitol in Wisconsin, and they don't even cover it. I mean, it's just amazing to me. I everything comes back, as I've always said, to money and politics. It all comes back to what happened with Citizens United, Buckley versus Vallejo, and First National Bank versus Blatty. And if we don't get money out of politics and quick, and if we don't get where people are not going to Washington, like the, I think you were talking about Fitzgerald and Tom Tiffany.
If we don't
get money out of politics and make it where a person's not going to Washington or going into politics just to make money, this country is over.
You know,
this country is over.
You said Fitzgerald and Tom Tiffany and the guy that reminds me of Barney Rubble.
The one that lives in his mom's basement. what's his name?
But Rex Grossman.
Ghost something or other.
Yeah, but Rex. Grossman. I forgot his.
Grossman.
Yeah. But man, those guys all went to Washington and with those Wisconsin ideas. And they really, people really bought into that in this state. And we haven't been able to get beyond that, man. You know.
Well, Earl, I'll tell you this. The only,
Glenn Grossman.
Go ahead. Yeah. And the people are suffering are just the average American people, and they don't get it. They just don't. All they want to do is point the finger at someone else rather than actually figuring out what the problem is. And no, Widow Hendricks, when she said to Scott Walker, and she said, you know, what are we going to do to make this into a red state?
Yeah, well, and
he said, we're going to divide and conquer. Now, that right there should have woke up even people on the right to say divide and conquer? Aren't we the United States?
Well, but
aren't we supposed to be coming together?
But again, Tom, in this state, the state of Wisconsin, and many people should take heed to those statistics I just gave out.
Yeah.
The second worst, you know, or those conservative views, the second highest ranked of those, you know, moronic jackasses.
You're talking about a lot of gerrymandering and things like that as well, because the people of Wisconsin are actually more,
but I'm talking about as you stated, we the people are the government, but we voted those people in, Tom.
You're right. You're absolutely right, Earl.
We got to look in the mirror because
we got cancer in this country, and we better figure out.
All right,
stop saying.
Thank you, man. I got to go to break. 844-967-2789. What do you say? You're tuning into the Earl Ingram Show. Be right back. Show as always. You can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. 2789. You can text us at that same number. While we're on the, you know, this conservative group of people who continue to walk around with their chest poked out, thumping on their chest, talking about how great the conservatives are, talking about how great the Republican views on things are and why, you know, there's so many people moving towards the conservative view of things, which is a lot of it is fabrication. You know, there's certainly going to be some movement in the midterms, but not to the degree that Republicans think there's going to be. And the only reason that they are in a position to receive even what they're going to receive is because of the gerrymandering that has taken place for, you know, far too many years now that put Republicans in a position of power where even though Democrats' votes are more than Republicans, just the way these different districts are configured is why Republicans have control, and not because there are more people who move towards the conservative movement than there really are. But Herschel Walker is another one of those sad cases that I've never understood. You know, Herschel Walker was one of the greatest athletes that ever lived. You know, I'm old enough to remember Jim Thorpe. Having read about Jim Thorpe, now let me say I'm old enough to remember him, but having read about Jim Thorpe as being, if not the greatest athlete in the history of our nation, one of the greatest athletes in the history of our nation. Well, Herschel Walker is someone probably, you know, maybe not in that same vein, but physically as great an athlete as there's ever been. One of the greatest football players who ever played the game. I remember him, myself as a young boy, watching him at the University of Georgia carrying the football. I didn't think there was ever, arguably outside of maybe Jim Brown, an athlete that was as durable, as strong, as powerful as Herschel Walker. And I admired him. No question, when he played for the Dallas Cowboys, I admired him. When he played for the Minnesota Vikings, I admired him. Not because of his political views. I didn't know anything about his political views. I was just then and still am a great fan of football. And so that's what I know about Herschel Walker. And then even much later in his life, the fact that even into his 40s, he went into martial arts. Mixed martial arts and became just a competitive guy, even though he was doing that in his 40s. So, and if you look at him today, his physique, he still looks like he's capable of putting on, you know, the helmets and shoulder pads today at 52 years of age. So he was a hell of a specimen physically. But don't get that caught up with his intellect and what he's doing now. Well, Donald Trump went to Herschel Walker and said, hey, Herschel, you know, I think you'd make a good, you know, United States Senator. Never mind that he doesn't have any political background, has never done or said anything that would lead anybody to believe that he would be a great senator. And if you look at the baggage that he has, you know, several children born out of wedlock, you know, one of them born while he was married. The character of him is questionable, no doubt whatsoever. And yet he wants to talk about Stacey Abrams, who is a candidate for governor in the state of Georgia and very well liked. And so he's gone after her because she talked about the fact that She thought that the state of Georgia and thinks that the state of Georgia is one of the worst states in the entire country for poor people and people of color. That's the same thing I say about the state of Wisconsin. There's got to be, you know, Georgia's right in there. But the Walker, Herschel Walker, and as, again, former pro football player, Hall of Famer, has gone after Stacey Abrams because she's a Democrat who said she's tired of hearing about Georgia being the best state in the country to do business when it's the worst state in the nation for people to live, for black people to live. I don't know what's happening in Georgia, but I do know there are a lot more black people in Georgia who are living well than they are in the state of Wisconsin. But she says it's one of the worst. I'd like to invite her to Wisconsin, and we can have a conversation about that. But anyway, Abrams cited the state's problems with mental health, treatment, maternal mortality, incarceration rates, and wages. Republicans seized upon that remark and used it to criticize Ms. Abrams, who's very popular and stands a great chance on becoming the governor of the state of Wisconsin. But Herschel Walker went after her and clearly stated, if you don't want to be in Georgia, kind of pack your grip and leave. And then he turned around and said, this great Republican, there are 51 other states that you can go to if you don't like Georgia. Whoa, wait. This man has a college degree from Georgia, and he didn't know that there were 50 states. Well, she doesn't like it. There's 51 other states that she can go to. Yeah, Herschel, great baron of truth, bearer of truth, Herschel Walker, wife beater, woman beater, talked about people who have children out of wedlock, and they find out he's got one that he hasn't taken care of. I mean, these are the people that the Republicans put up who they think are great people to possibly become leaders in our country. He's running against Raphael Warnock, a squeaky clean pastor whose life is an open book, and you can't find anything horrible in it. A man who's overcome everything and the first one to go to college in his family and to rise to United States Senator. Come on. Again, Republicans. Why? I don't get it. I don't understand. Got to go to a break. Phone lines are open. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Be right back.